You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. When folks talk about the death penalty in Texas, the discussion often turns to the details of the underlying crime, courtroom battles, and of course, the politics of capital punishment. Often overlooked, how the death penalty affects victims, families, the people left struggling to find healing in the wake of violent crimes. All this week, our public radio partners across Texas are collaborating to explore the state of execution in Texas, its history, how it's changed, its future. And today, Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy introduces us to two families with very different reactions to the death penalty.
For years, the Kelly family ran a pawn shop near downtown Houston. One day, the shop had some unwelcome visitors, Leo Jenkins and Eugene Hart.
They were drug addicts and broke, so they were casing pawn shops on the street.
In 1988, Robin Kelly was 24 years old. Robin's brother and sister Mark and Kara Kelly were working that shift.
Jenkins was pawning, wanting to pawn a rifle or a radio or something small. And my brother Mark said, no, I can't give you any money for this.
The two men came back later and tried to rob the place, but it didn't go as planned.
Hart and Jenkins came in and shot him up.
Mark and Kara Kelly died from gunshot wounds at the scene. Robin says that her close-knit family never recovered.
It shattered the lives of my family for the rest of our lives. Nothing was ever the same.
A Harris County jury sentenced Hart to life in prison. Jenkins, the gunman, was sentenced to death. Robin Kelly supports the death penalty. She thought Jenkins dying for the murders was the only way her family could find peace.
When someone kills another, it creates an imbalance that cannot be fixed or mended until the soul who committed that crime is no longer on the planet.
In 1996, the state of Texas scheduled Jenkins' execution by lethal injection. Prior to that year, families like the Kellys weren't allowed to witness these executions. It was a new thing, and the Kellys would be the first.
So I was really scared. I didn't know how I was going to feel after.
Before 1996, an inmate's family could be present, but not the victims. Houston victims advocate Andy Kahn was instrumental in changing this. He worked with the families of crime victims and petitioned the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Board to change their policy. Kahn claimed that barring victims' families from executions was a civil rights violation. So one day in February, Robin and her relatives crowded into a viewing room at the state's Huntsville Penitentiary.
I was expecting it to be violent and he would convulse and maybe scream and you'd really see some reactions that were horrible. Nope, didn't see that. After it happened, it was a completeness.
Kahn says for most victims' family, witnessing these executions gives them a sense of closure.
I think it's extremely vital. I'll never forget one mother, and she was asked, now that it's over, what does it mean to you? And she very succinctly put it like this. She said, you know what this means? She says, I'm done with the criminal justice system. No more this technicality, no more this administration. I can go to my daughter's grave and tell her that justice was carried out.
Kahn says that most victims' families, about 75%, support the death penalty and ask to be present during the execution. But there's the 25%, the families that don't support the death penalty, that feel like justice is out of their control.
I have no idea why I'm against the death penalty. I just think it's barbaric, and I don't want to be caught in a barbaric position.
That's Houston mother Jan Brown. In 1987, Brown's 9-year-old daughter, Candy Kirkland, was kidnapped out of her Bryan College Station home and ultimately shot by James Earhart. The stress of losing her daughter was overwhelming.
At one point, after she was killed, I spent a month in a mental hospital.
Brown even tried to take her own life. As she recovered, she realized she didn't want Earhart or any criminal to be executed.
I have children, and maybe one of my motivations is that, you know, if they were ever involved in something like that, I would certainly be against the death penalty.
During Earhart's trial, Brown asked that her daughter's killer be sentenced to life in prison, but the state chose death. While that type of sentence helped the Kelly family heal, it was completely counter to Brown's values. Former Judge Charlie Barrett says he understands Brown's position, but...
ultimately, the case is the case. The facts and the facts surrounding the murder and the prior criminal history of the defendant, those are typically the two things that most weigh in favor of whether a person receives the death penalty or not.
Barrett says that while closure for families is important, it doesn't trump public safety, He spent 8 years on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, the state's highest criminal court. In that time, Barrett oversaw more than 400 appeals from death row inmates. Despite changing attitudes in society and bad press from botched executions in several states, Barrett believes that Texas is on the right path.
I think that we're doing it right. We're doing it right from a judicial standpoint.
To Barrett, there's a bigger question beyond justice for victims. It's whether Texas's use of the death penalty makes people commit fewer crimes in the first place. That, he says, is still up for debate. For the Texas Standard, I'm Ryan Poppy.